This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And a great day, a great week for one of those specific regions in that nation. The region being the Pacific Northwest, the city of Seattle in particular. Why? Well, because Seattle's had a lot of frustration in the world of sports. I mean, yes, we won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, the Seahawks. And this year, it looks like after two remarkable comeback victories against some pretty formidable teams, most recently the Philadelphia Eagles and the Tennessee Titans, the Seahawks may actually make it into the playoffs again. They just have to beat Pittsburgh and then Arizona, and Arizona's been pretty lame this year. So there's that, and then there's the Huskies, the University of Washington Huskies, who are undefeated. They're 13-0, and coming up on New Year's evening, they're playing in the Sugar Bowl against Texas for the right to go to the national championship. So they're one win away from competing for the national championship in college football. Okay, all of that is pretty cool. Other stuff from Seattle isn't as cool. And unfortunately, it matters a little bit more than sports. And there's an editorial in the Wall Street Journal. It's an unsigned editorial, so it's from the editorial board, but it's extraordinarily powerful. And it's under the headline, Seattle's Murder Boom. And they write, once the dogs of disorder are unleashed into a city, it can take years to recover. A case study is Seattle, which is hitting a homicide record this year after a long political assault against police. The Emerald City recorded its 71st homicide this month, December, tying the record set in 1994. The violent crime rate reached a 15-year high in Seattle last year, though the city is on track for a modest improvement this year. But murders are the exception, amid an increase in general lawlessness. The Seattle Times reports that this year's killings span the gamut of gang-related shootings, domestic violence killings, violence in homeless encampments, road rage, drug and prostitution-related killings, and homicides resulting from drug use or mental health crises. The crime surge follows the city council's votes to cut police funding, defund the police, remember that, and an exodus from the police force. Some 600 cops have retired or resigned since 2020. Let that sink in. 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2023, you're losing 150 cops every year for 4 years? That's what it averages out to. As of November 30th, Seattle had 919 deployable officers, the fewest since at least 1991. And the city's grown a lot since 1991. In terms of population, almost doubling. There aren't enough officers to cover all high-crime neighborhoods. The hopeful news is that voters are fed up with the bloodshed. Candidates running on a law and order mandate won 6 of 9 seats on the city council in the recent election, with another seat set to be vacant in 2024. Dan Strauss, one of the two remaining progressives, admitted in his campaign flyers that defund the police was a big mistake. Well, yeah. And Mayor Bruce Harrell has launched a police recruitment campaign That includes hiring bonuses of $7,500 for new officers and $30,000 bonus for experienced cops to come back to the police department. City Attorney Ann Davison has done yeoman's work in ending impunity for Seattle's worst recidivists. She, of course, is really the most prominent Republican in city government. She was elected to a nonpartisan office, so she's not supposed to be a partisan Republican, but she shows a respect for law enforcement and for what people call law and order. Seattle is stepping back from the abyss thanks to voters, but this year's murder count shows how hard it can be to restore public order when politicians treat police worse than they do criminals. It's been a costly lesson. So writes the Wall Street Journal. And speaking of police and the kind of thankless job they have, there's this from New York, where there was an attempt all over the city to cancel Christmas in the name of Palestine. And this is a what it sounded like when at the JFK airport, the city's leading airport, Port Authority police started arresting the demonstrators who blocked the road into JFK airport, hoping that they would get people to miss their planes. They were chanting, "Resistance is justified when people are colonized. Free Palestine, and Palestine will live forever." As the cops made the arrests, dozens of passengers pushed through the blockade with their luggage to try to make their flights. Sounded like this, clip 3.
When people are colonized, resistance is justified.
When people are occupied,
when people are occupied.
Oh, that's a new one. They're rhyming river and forever. From the sea to the river, Palestine will live forever. what does that mean? That only means that you have to basically erase people who stand in the way of that, quote, a dream of living forever. The piece we were talking about earlier in the show, it's under the heading, "Jesus Was Not a Palestinian." It's an opinion piece by a Christian leader named Josiah McGee, who is the director of education at Passages, which helps young Christian leaders to understand their role as peacemakers. And they always bring young Christians to Israel to understand both Judaism and the Jewish people and the land of Israel better. And one of the things that he writes in the Jerusalem Post is, to state Jesus was a Palestinian often suggests a deeply problematic attempt to force Christians to exclusively view the conflict through the lens of liberation theology, with Israel cast as the evil oppressor. Christians should not allow that to ever happen. Instead, we should embrace, he writes, the fullness of Jesus' identity as a Jewish man who cares deeply about both Israelis and Palestinians. The term Palestine itself has a complicated history that contributes to the confusion about Jesus' identity. However, most scholars agree that it derives from the ancient enemy of the Jews, the Philistines, who immigrated to the land of the Bible from their homeland somewhere in Greece or Crete. For most of their rule, the Romans used ancient Israelite terms like Judea and Samaria, to describe local provinces. More coming up on the MedVet Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved Show, finishing up with this very fine piece that ran in the Jerusalem Post. And it's a piece by a frequent Christian visitor to the land of Israel, whose name is Josiah McGee, who is director of education at a group called Passages, which is a group for young Christian leaders who want to embrace the role of peacemaker. And yes, Josiah McGee and Passages are believers in peace and constructive relationships and security for both Israelis and Palestinians. But they're also in favor of the truth. And the truth is the claim by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, for which she has been slammed everywhere, that Jesus was a Palestinian, is so ludicrous and so preposterous. Why? Because there were no Palestinians at the time of Jesus, because there was no Palestine. It didn't exist. Jesus lived and his whole life was spent in a Roman province called Judea. And that's where we get the term Jew, from Judea. And the Romans, writes Josiah McGee, did not rename the area Syria Palestina until the 2nd century, as part of an effort to crush the Jewish rebellion and erase their sense of ethno-nationalism and connection to their ancestral, indigenous, and historical homeland. Jesus would not have known the name Palestine, and certainly would not have considered himself Palestinian, nor would anyone else during his first century life. It was actually the second great rebellion in Judea in 135 of the Common Era, which is about 100 years after what most people date as the crucifixion. The 135, it was at that point that for the first time ever, this piece of real estate was designated as Syria Palestina. That means, writes Josiah McGee, that labeling Jesus a Palestinian is inaccurate at best and deliberately deceitful at worst. It seems a continued identification of Jesus as Palestinian is not based on historical facts, but seeks to formulate a specific narrative about the conflict. This version of the conflict story argues that Jesus came to save the poor, the sick, and those otherwise downtrodden. For us, writes Josiah McGee, although those purposes are all true, they miss the point that Christians believe he came ultimately to save humanity from our transgressions, from themselves, really. Ironically, it should be well known, Jesus was in fact a Jewish man. He grew up in a Jewish family. He had a Jewish name, Yehoshua, or Yoshua sometimes, and observed Jewish rituals and festivals. Given the often tragic history of Jewish-Christian relations, it seems evident that not all Christians are fully aware or appreciate this crucial part of Jesus' identity. This is why I work at Passages, an organization that roots young Christians in their faith by bringing them to Israel. Through these immersive trips and the educational experience back home, we teach them how to engage with their faith through the lens of its original context, Israel and the Jewish people. The more we appreciate Jesus' Jewish background, the better Christians can respect our Jewish brothers and sisters, even when we may disagree about theology or political matters. In any event, we're going to put that up at our website at michaelmedved.com, and it'll be going out on our newsletter. You can grab the last newsletter of the year. It's completely free. Just sign up for it. Go to michaelmedved.com, and you will also get some insight as to what we're doing with our new Substack account, where the response has been so encouraging and actually so rewarding in a deeper sense, particularly people who have taken the time to write their appreciation of what we have on offer at Substack. What we do not have on offer is any attempt to make tapes on video and to sing holiday songs. And no, not I Had a Little Dreidel, I Made It Out of Clay, not Hanukkah holiday songs or any Christmas carols. But the governor of Colorado, who is often mentioned as a future presidential possibility for the Democrats, I just don't see it. His name is Jared Polis. He is the first, I believe he's the first Jewish governor of Colorado, and he's the first gay governor of Colorado. But he delivered a truly cringeworthy performance of Feliz Navidad. He comes across looking like Bozo. And again, this has created a lot of humiliation for him. Also, some of the responses have been, why is he trying to show off his good Spanish pronunciation as a governor of the state? And he's dancing. The dancing, some people just aren't made for dancing, and I can say that because I'm one of them. This is Governor of Colorado Jared Polis delivering this Christmas message to the masses. Listen.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Excuse me?
Again, without the dancing, you don't get the full impact, but a number of people have attacked Jared Polis of being tone deaf, and not just in terms of his singing, but in terms of his choice at a time when Colorado was being inundated by a great many undocumented immigrants who have come through the state with a battling a significant immigration crisis anyway. This came out just days after Denver received 16 new busloads of migrants. But then again, even the most supreme musical abilities, like Governor Polis, should we hear that again? Well, we will have the chance to hear it again and more about which world leader compared Netanyahu to Hitler. And Netanyahu is responding. We'll get to that and more coming up.
I'm, of course, deeply honored to receive
The Michael Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. In the first 2 months of the fiscal year, 30 people attempting to enter the country illegally at the southern border have been apprehended and their names found on the FBI's terror screening database.
It comes across as uncontrolled management. It is not good. It's not good for us who live down here on the border.
Monica Weisberg-Stewart with the Texas Border Coalition says this serves as a warning for the entire nation. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas are currently in Mexico meeting with President President López Obrador. The focal point of the discussions, as stated by the U.S. State Department, will be the unprecedented migration and border security challenges. Israel is currently showing what it claims to be the largest Hamas tunnel discovered to date. At the same time, a communications blackout has affected most of the Gaza Strip due to Israel's expansion of its ground invasion into the central part of the region. John Schaefer, USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show, there's a headline that says Benjamin Netanyahu no different than Hitler. That is what the Prime Minister of Turkey, the President of Turkey, had to say about Benjamin Netanyahu. That would be Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is worse than Adolf Hitler. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan charged as he likened the IDF's military campaign to oust Hamas from Gaza to the World War II Holocaust. Now, this is very confusing. The headline says he said Netanyahu is no different than Hitler. But then, by the time you get to the opening line of this story in the Jerusalem Post, it says that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is worse than Hitler. Is he no different, or is he even worse? Well, I'm sure that President Tayyip Erdogan believes that, yes, he's even worse. And he says this, they used to speak ill of Hitler. Speak ill of Hitler. How do you describe the achievement of Hitler in drenching the whole world with blood? And it's not just the Holocaust, though that would be plenty. It's the entire world, the destruction in the nation of Poland, for instance. Now, of course, a lot of that was Holocaust related, but the war all around the world, which was the doing of Hitler, the unbelievable level of casualties among Germans as well as everybody else. They used to speak ill of Hitler, said Erdogan. What difference do you have from Hitler? they are going to make us miss Hitler. Is what this Netanyahu is doing any less than what Hitler did? Let's see. The claim by the Hamas, quote, health department is that there have now been 20,000 deaths in Gaza. To the extent that it's true, it's horrible. However, it's highly distorted because at least 8,000 of those 20,000 deaths have been terrorists, have been killers, warriors, people in a very organized sense who have committed their lives to terror and to murdering Jews. And he says, is what this Netanyahu is doing any less than what Hitler did? It is not. This was all during a speech that he delivered today in Ankara. He also said he is richer than Hitler. He gets the support from the rest. among world leaders, Netanyahu is not particularly wealthy. That's one of the reasons that there's so many scandals about him, as he couldn't resist accepting cigars and other expensive gifts from other people. I remember he has three charges against him, and all of which demonstrate that he is not a particularly wealthy world leader. Yasser Arafat, on the other hand, when he died, he was a billionaire, with his wife serving the Palestinian Revolution in the trenches of Paris, which is where she lived. And he says, Netanyahu answered back, and he had, in his statement, the Prime Minister of Israel said, Erdogan, who is committing genocide against the Kurds, and who holds the world record for imprisoning journalists who oppose his regime, is the last person who can preach morality to us. The IDF, which is the most moral army in the world, the Israel Defense Forces, is fighting to eliminate the most abhorrent and brutal terrorist organization in the world, Hamas ISIS, which has committed crimes against humanity and which Erdogan has praised and whose leaders he hosts. Hamas has asserted that over 20,000 Palestinians have been killed in war-related violence since October 7th. Israel has said that Palestinian combatants make up at least 8,000 of those fatalities. Netanyahu had intended to visit Turkey in the fall, but that plan was scuttled due to the war, which caused the diplomatic rapprochement to unravel. There was a diplomatic rapprochement with Turkey going on. Both countries recalled their ambassadors at the start of the war. Answer also from the colleague of Prime Minister Netanyahu, who is a very different tone generally, President of Israel Yitzhak Herzog. He said, in human history, there was no event like the terrible Holocaust. Erdogan's words deeply hurt the soul of every Jew, regardless of who he is, and the memory of the millions of Jews who perished in the Holocaust. The commandment, never again, is constantly before the eyes of the state of Israel, the state of the Jewish people, which is committed to the safety and protection of every Jew. There is no more just struggle in the war against the terrorist organization Hamas, which brutally and barbarically murdered Jews as well as Muslims and people of different nationalities and religions, Herzog emphasized. The Minister Benny Gantz said Erdogan's words were blatant distortions of reality and a desecration of the Holocaust memory. Now, all of this comes at a time when there are three X postings that deserve attention from the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces. First one came out just a couple of hours ago. IDF troops are uncovering Hamas's terror tunnels inside and around multiple hospitals within Gaza. the Rantisi Hospital is just another terrorist stronghold used to connect and transfer terrorists and weapons throughout Gaza to be used against Israelis. And then the second post from today, Hezbollah fired from within a mosque. Can you imagine? In southern Lebanon toward Israeli civilians. This is not Hezbollah's first attack involving a holy site today. Places of worship should be sacred, not sacrificed for terrorism. And then finally this, Hezbollah attacked the St. Mary's Greek Orthodox Church of Ikrit in northern Israel. An anti-tank missile from Lebanon directly hit the church, injuring a civilian. This attack is not only a clear violation of the UN Security Council Resolution 1701, but also a violation of the freedom of worship. That was on Christmas Day that they actually attacked the church. And this is not a part of the world in which Christians are a big population. The Christian population, I was just writing about this as a matter of fact, and you can see the results of that on our Substack account. Christian population of Israel is about 1.9%. And to have a Orthodox, Greek Orthodox church shelled by Hezbollah because it happens to be located in Israel where people do enjoy freedom of worship. What a depressing moment. Speaking of depressing moments, there's what's going on in the election, which we will get to. Coming right up on the MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776.
All across America.
Behold, in despair, your new master.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends, Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming up to New Year's Eve and New Year's Day and New Year's resolutions, the one New Year's resolution that I would urge on everybody, I mean everybody, and I don't care what political party you identify with, how conservative or how progressive you feel that you are, whatever your political convictions, can we all make a New Year's resolution to try to just improve the level of discourse, the level of understanding about this country? There's a truly eloquent column by Lance Morrow. Lance Morrow is somebody who's been writing about politics and ideas here in the United States of America. He's with the senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington. And he has a piece entitled, America Feels Like a Codependent Household. And it's a piece that appeared in yesterday's journal. And here's what it says. And this just hit home so strongly for me that I wanted to share it. America feels like an alcoholic household. Crazy with grievance, accusation, irrational rage, screaming in the middle of the night. The children lie in the dark, wide-eyed, listening. In the morning, the family comes downstairs trying to pretend that everything is normal. There's a lot of pretending. The southern border isn't wide open. Unpunished crime is social justice. The president of Harvard actually deserves her job. Things aren't normal. Everyone knows it. The country doesn't quite recognize itself. America has gone astray in a strange new landscape. It's a different America, all right. In an alcoholic household, the one you thought you could trust becomes a stranger, suddenly dangerous. Trust is the first casualty. A baffled country can neither grasp nor admit what it has become. The left denounces the evil of what it claims the country has always been, racist, oppressive, toxically male, transphobic. The right rages against the evil of what the country has become. Perverse, perverted, Marxist, sniveling, woke. Each side does its part to make the country infinitely worse than it needs to be. What's going on? For one thing, writes Lance Morrow, Americans have grown addicted to their loathings. There's a touch of sadomasochism in all of this. Hate can be oddly stimulating, for the hater and the hated. The bystander, 2. Politics and culture wars are almost as satisfying as shooting wars. Human nature craves a certain amount of mayhem and carnage. He writes, Trump won't show up at the debates. Republicans persist in the charade. Why should Trump show up? Instead, he itinerates from one MAGA rally to another, his rhetoric growing more baroque and feral. His enemies are vermin, in quotes, he says, using Joseph Goebbels' term for Jews. He promises, if elected, to unleash on his enemies, meaning about half the country, the shock and awe of his wrath. The Democrats, increasingly divided, sleepwalk toward their own disaster. They pretend, but don't believe, that their 81-year-old president and his vice president are a pressing existential problem in their own right, have performed so brilliantly during their first engagement that they should be booked for another 4 years. It's no way to run a republic, writes Lance Morrow. Not a republic for grown-ups. In innocent, primitive days of yore, the political circus was entertaining. Maybe that's what got us into trouble. Lately, the audience has lost the faculty of laughter. The deepest fear is that the show has barely started. Wait until artificial intelligence has its bar mitzvah in a year or two. Today I am a man. It will say, before really going to work upon the ignorant world, it will be as if the evolution of Homo sapiens had done an about-face, yielding to the gleaming new species that is being conjured up out of the rare earths. Are things that bad? Drunks can get sober, he says, referring again to the way he began the column. Countries can change, but not without brains and faith. Not without abandoning the compulsion to lie and the weird self-righteousness that addiction begets. The failures have been complex, spiritual, social, and otherwise. Maybe nothing can be done. Are we talking about America as a dysfunctional household or as a lost civilization? The former dysfunctional household, if it can't change, becomes the latter, a fallen civilization. It's tough to argue against that, isn't it? Does anybody feel that where we are right now is a good and joyous space for the Republic? I mean, remember the old cartoon version of the passing of the year, where you have a brand new baby wrapped in diapers. That's the year 2024. And then 2023... has a long beard and leans on a cane and is hobbling forward. Anybody feel confident that 2024 is going to be better than 2023? With the election coming and about 2,500 various Trump-related trials? I mean, when you look forward to what's going on for 2024... I can think of things that I look forward to, certainly in my personal life. But what is there in our national life on this almost New Year's Eve? What is it we look forward to seeing? Well, maybe one thing is an end to the terrible war in Gaza. Benjamin Netanyahu, who we've spoken about before, and is not just like Hitler, he has a public statement he has laid out of Israel's three prerequisites for peace. First, he says, Hamas, a key Iranian proxy, must be destroyed. The U.S., U.K., France, Germany, and many other countries support Israel's intention to demolish the terror group. To achieve that goal, its military capabilities must be dismantled, and its political rule over Gaza must end. Hamas's leaders have vowed to repeat the October 7th massacre again and again, in quotes, and that is why their destruction is the only proportional response. To prevent the repeat of such horrific atrocities, anything less guarantees more war and more bloodshed. And then, second, it says, as a prerequisite for peace, that Gaza must be demilitarized. Israel must ensure that the territory is never again used as a base to attack it. Among other things, this will require establishing a temporary security zone on the perimeter of Gaza and an inspection mechanism on the border between Gaza and Egypt that meets Israel's security needs and prevents smuggling of weapons into the territory. So that's one, two, and number three, Gaza will have to be de-radicalized. Schools must begin teaching children to cherish life rather than exalting death. And imams must seek to preach for the murder of Jews. Palestinian civil society needs to be transformed so that its people supporting terrorism, so that its people support fighting terrorism rather than funding it. That will likely require courageous and moral leadership. Palestinian Authority Mahmoud Abbas can't even bring himself to condemn the October 7th atrocities. Several of his ministers deny that the murders and rapes even happened or accuse Israel of perpetrating their horrific crimes against its own people. Another threatened that a similar attack must be carried out in Judea and Samaria. Once Hamas is destroyed, Gaza is demilitarized, and Palestinian society begins the demilitarization process, well, then we can welcome peace in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.